This is Fresh Air. Early this year at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, Michael Tilson Thomas conducted the Orchestra of St. Luke's, the New York Choral Artists, and a few stars in concert versions of two Gershwin musicals. In their original productions, one was a flop and the other a hit. A live recording of the Tilson Thomas performances has just been released on CBS. Our classical music critic Lord Schwartz says the musical that flopped in 1933 might actually be the bigger hit today.
Maybe the best George Gershwin recordings to be released this year, the 50th anniversary of his death, are the reconstructions of the two satirical musicals he wrote with his brother Ira in the early 30s, Of Thee I Sing and Let 'Em Eat Cake. Of Thee I Sing was a big hit, the longest-running book musical of the entire decade. It had three hit tunes, the title song, Love is Sweeping the Country, and Who Cares? It was even the first musical comedy to win a Pulitzer Prize. Let 'Em Eat Cake is a sequel with many of the same characters, but it's much darker in tone, and it was a flop. These recordings, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas and starring Maureen McGovern, a rather charmless Larry Kurt, and the irresistible Jack Gilford as Vice President Throttlebottom, mark the first attempt to record complete, or almost complete, stylistically authentic Gershwin musicals. Most of the original orchestrations for Of Thee I Sing were lost in a storeroom until 1984. Let 'Em Eat Cake required more extensive restoration, since none of the original orchestrations have ever been found. Of Thee I Sing satirizes American presidential elections. John P. Wintergreen gets elected by running on a platform of love, and nearly gets impeached because he marries the wrong, but really, of course, the right, First Lady. His political skin is saved when his wife announces her impending motherhood in a song called Posterity is Just Around the Corner.
Why, posterity is just around the corner. Posterity is just around the corner.
Posterity is just around the corner.
It really doesn't pay to be a mourner.
Posterity is just around the corner.
Posterity is here, I don't mean maybe.
There's nothing guarantees in life of maybe.
Posterity is here and will continue.
We really didn't know we had it in you. Posterity.
The musical numbers mix a Gilbert and Sullivan lunacy, like the political satire of the Marx Brothers in Duck Soup 2 years later, with pure Broadway. The title song catches some of that cheeky spirit, especially in the little phrase that comes at the end of the recurrent fanfare. Of Thee I Sing, baby. Let 'Em Eat Cake, 2 years deeper into the Depression, adds a new ingredient, the threepenny cynicism of Kurt Weill. In the late 20s and early 30s, political satire in the form of musical comedy was an international phenomenon. We shouldn't forget how much Weill owed to Gershwin. Today, at least on these recordings, Let 'Em Eat Cake is the more exhilarating and daring score. It bursts out of the musical comedy mold that Of Thee I Sing was only beginning to push against. The plot deals with the revolutionary overthrow of the American government by the Blue Shirts. Ira Gershwin called it a satire on practically everything. Even the one love song that became a standard, Mine, concerns the self-centeredness of the romantic couple. Here's David Garrison as Kruger the Revolutionary, expressing some of the negativism that probably cost Let 'Em Eat Cake its audience in 1933.
Down with one and one make two, down with everything in view, down with all majorities, likewise all minorities, down with you and you and you.
Down with one and two make three, down with all of us as here.
Somehow I abominate everything you nominate.
Everything you nominate is my sin.
That's the torch we're going to get the flame from. If you don't like it, why don't you go back where you came from?
If you don't like it, why don't you go back where you came from? If you don't like it, why don't you go back where you came from?
Let's tear down the House of Morgan.
House of Morgan.
Let's burn up the Roxy Organ.
Roxy Organ.
Down with Curry and McCooey.
And McCooey.
Down with Chow Mein and Chop Suey.
And Chop Suey.
Down with music by Stravinsky.
By Stravinsky.
Down with shows except by Minsky.
Minsky.
Happiness will fill our cup. When it's down with everything that's up.
It's down with everything.
With books by Dostoevsky.
Dostoevsky.
Down with Boris Tomaszewski.
Tomaszewski.
Down with Balzac. Down with Zola.
Down with Zola.
Down with pianists who play Nola. Down with all the upper classes.
Upper classes.
Might as well include the masses.
The masses.
Happiness will fill our cup when it's down with everything that's up.
When it's down with everything that's up.
So down with this and down with that and down with everything in you. The hell with this, the hell with that, the hell with you and you and you.
The hell with 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 you and you and you and you.
Ira Gershwin's reference to Boris Tomaszewski, the founder of the Yiddish theater in America, is especially pointed here. Tomaszewski was conductor Michael Tilson Thomas's grandfather.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a recording of Michael Tilson Thomas conducting two Gershwin musicals, Of the I Sing and Let Him Eat Cake.